Welcome, everybody, to our very first episode. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Morrison, and you're listening to The Arkham Files. We are an actual play RPG podcast where we're primarily going to be playing the Call of Cthulhu 7th edition role-playing game by Chaosium. And, you know, we might possibly dabble in some other games down the road if the fancy takes us. But who can say where the road goes? Only mimes, to quote the Bible. Also, as the good book says, if thou dost make a podcast, thou shalt make it dope. And that pretty much is our goal, to provide you with the best possible podcast about five grown men pretending to be eaten by tentacle monsters. No, but really, our goal is to put out the best show that we can do, which I know sounds obvious, but for us, that just means putting in a ton of work to make sure we get good recordings, good clean recordings on our audio, and then cleaning up that as much as possible in post to just make sure we have the best sounding, most high quality audio that we can. We're going to be adding in sound effects and music in post. We're going to be editing out, editing a lot for content to keep the game moving along, keep the show moving, keep the action flowing and the story moving along. You know, if we got to pause for 10 minutes to look up a rule, or if the guys are spending 30 minutes coming up with a plan and 20 minutes of that is just a back and forth that's basically the vultures from Jungle Book, you know.
So what you want to do?
I don't know what you want to do, you know what I mean? All that stuff, we'll cut that down, keep the story moving along. We just don't want it to get bogged down in minutia, because nobody wants minutia. I know when you sit down to the table of entertainment and you're expecting this tightly wrapped, giant, delicious burrito of content, and somebody slides you over a bowl of refried minutia, you're like, ew. yeah, you're not going to get all gassy and bloated on those minutia beans. That's that delicious content burrito is going to be fitting all snug and comfy in your tum-tum. And speaking of tum-tum, Three Ninjas, that was a great movie, right? You know, with his brothers, Rocco and Stretch. Anyway, I guess back on the rails. If you like what we're doing here at the Arkham Files, then ways you can show your support, just spreading the word around to your friends, social media, whatever. That helps the show a lot, getting us more listeners. Heading on over to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review there is fantastic. Or heading on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. And consider signing up there. With the different tiers of illustrious patronage, you will be receiving all kinds of radical bennies, such as, but not limited to, early access to new shows, to new episodes of the show, bonus episodes of various content that we're going to be putting out in the future from time to time. This is probably where we'll start jumping into maybe playing around with some other game systems, like maybe some Dungeons and Dragons, you know, anything that looks like fun, or maybe doing some interviews, things like that. We got a lot of fun things planned out, so you definitely don't want to miss out on that. Also, we are up in the higher tiers a couple times a year, and whenever we can get enough money to put it all together and put it out, we want to be giving out some, you know, dope swag, some sick merch that'll be exclusive to Patreon members, limited edition stuff to go out to you guys. Things like shirts, hats, maybe like dice, mugs, dice with mugs inside of them, or mugs with dice inside of them, because that makes more sense than dice with a mug in it. But I'm writing that down anyways, because you never know. But yeah, go check it out. Tons of good stuff there. And any support you guys give us just goes right back into making the show better. You know, better equipment, more software, more music, all this kind of stuff that's just going to improve the show as we go on. And like I said, we're going to be playing the Call of Cthulhu. If you are new to the game, that's fine. Actually, two of our players, Donovan and Seth, are both brand new to They're both brand new to the Call of Cthulhu and actually brand new to role-playing games. Donovan has never played a tabletop role-playing game in his life, so
you all can be learning along together. So
a quick rundown on how the game works. It's pretty simple. That's one of the things I love about Call of Cthulhu. The basic mechanic is very simple. All of your stats and skills are based in percentages between 1 to 100. And anytime you want to use any of those, your skills, your stats, you roll two 10-sided dice. One die has a two-digit number on it, like your 10s, so like 10, 20, 30, 40. The other 10-sided die has your single digits, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you roll both of those together, and it'll give you a double-digit number, like, you know, 20 and 5 or 40 and 6. And you roll your dice and try to get under your skill number, actually. So if your, you know, your handgun skill is 60%, you want to roll your two 10-sided dice and get under that 60%, and that's a success. Also, if you get under half of that, then it's called a hard success. A fifth of that is an extreme success, and that just kind of goes along with varying degrees of difficulty with some of the tasks that you're going to be doing in the game.
And also, since all of the lore of this game is based in the Lovecraftian genre of cosmic horror, sanity plays a big part in it, as it does in all of Lovecraft's stories. So, sanity is a stat you have, like your health, and you can lose it throughout the game by your character coming in contact with horrible otherworldly creatures or terrible events. And if you lose enough sanity, you can have bouts of madness and eventually even go insane, aside from just dying. In a game like Call of Cthulhu, it's less of an action game and more kind of like a mystery survival horror. And typically, it's not whether you will go insane or die, but kind of how you will end up going insane or dying. There's usually a high body count for player characters in Call of Cthulhu. So, yeah, combat is usually pretty fast and deadly. And a lot of times one wrong turn or wrong decision can be your last. So a lot of tension in this game, a lot of suspense, as it's supposed to be since it's based in mystery and horror. But it's a ton of fun, and a lot of good role-playing and a lot of good stories always come out of a well-played and well-run Call of Cthulhu game.
Another cool aspect of this edition of Call of Cthulhu is the new rule, which allows you to push a roll, which means if you fail a roll, you can actually choose to push the roll by increasing the risk of what you're doing, and then you actually get to roll the dice again and get a second shot at whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But since you increased the risk, there's a possibility of some kind of catastrophe happening, which just adds a lot of fun and, you know, suspense and interest to the game. Other than that, I think, you know, the rest of it, I don't think you'll have too much trouble picking it up as you listen to the game as we go. That's pretty much what Donovan and Seth are going to be doing. Speaking of joining me on this show and playing the part of our brave and intrepid investigators, we have Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner, the aging adventurer and author. Peter Morrison as Dom Drunkard, the mysterious man from England who is vacationing in the neighborhood. Sam Morrison as Major Aloysius Bakersfield, a retired army major who now runs an army surplus store. And last but certainly not least, we have Donovan Ballard playing the part of the psychologist Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. And yes, I hate him for that. Though I guess I allowed it, so I have no one to blame but myself. Myself being Alex, your host, and I will be running this monstrosity as your dungeon master, or keeper of arcane lore, as it's known in the Call of Cthulhu. And so, without further ado, here is the very first episode of The Arkham Files.